Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. To those of you who are new, welcome. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you check out all the previous episodes and get as much value from them as I know everybody else does on a week-to-week basis. Now, today's episode is episode number 45. Who is your coach? Now, this is going to be a very valuable podcast because I'm going to share with you my coaches over the years. I'm going to share with you what I've learned from my coaches over the years in an attempt to inspire you to get your own, in an attempt to inspire you to travel the world, to get out there. And I don't just mean getting on seminars. I mean getting in front of your peers, learning from them, investing in them. And one of the best things I can do really is rather than just tell you to go and see your peers, I'm going to tell you what I've learned from mine. And I'm going to share with you some of the stories, kind of a bit of the insight into my world and what it really shaped me to be the coach that I am today. Now, this weekend coming up is Easter weekend. And something that I'm going to be making a very, very special effort to do. I'm just going to put my phone down. I feel pretty clogged up at the moment. Just there's a lot going on, a lot of brilliant stuff going on. I can't tell you how excited I am. I just sprung out of bed this morning, as I do every morning, ready to attack the day. But kind of there's a lot in my head that I almost need time without my phone, time away, just to have 24 hours, not only to just get business out, but to re-engage with my, you know, relationship and family and friends and just brain dump. And I think this is really important that you guys do this too. And if you're listening to the podcast this weekend, try it. Join me. Sunday especially is a day for me, which is Easter Sunday. And it's a day that I really want to reserve to just having a dump, brain clearance. I'm just going to switch the phone off till, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the evening. I'm going to make sure that, you know, from Saturday, I get everything done. And I'm just going to really be present with my family. I'm going over to my fiance's family for food. And it's just going to be a very, very important day for me to just clear my brain. And I think it's something that we should all do from time to time. Now, let me get into today's episode. And I want to just start with talking about a coach. Many of you go through your career and don't have a coach. Now, if you're not really a physique based person and building a better physique is not your bag, that's fine. But what is your bag? What areas do you specialize in? What areas do interest you? And to be honest with you guys, over the years, a lot has interested me. But I haven't just read a book. You know, I've actually gone in search of these specialists to speak to learn from. And every single time I've reached out to the people that have presented this information, I've gained a lot from it, from them specifically. And so to just give you a little bit of an idea, you know, I started out in the fitness industry 16 years ago, and I knew very, very quickly that I needed to learn. And I know you guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you are here to learn, you know, you want to get better. And to those of you that reach out and book Skype calls with me and come and see me in London and come on the seminars and make an effort to come to the front and talk to me, you know, you guys are the ones that are doing what I'm going to explain today. Now, you're the investors. You're the people that, you know, say, I need to get to the forefront. But if you're listening to the podcast and it's not really something you've done, I'm not saying book a call with me. I'm going to give you an idea as to the people that I've reached out to over the years and what I've learned from each of them. And I'm going to start by, you know, using this podcast as well as an opportunity to acknowledge some people that have really impacted my career to date. So I first and foremost want to start with kind of, you know, let me say right at the beginning for me when I really started getting involved in traveling the world. And that was Charles Poliquin. I owe a great deal to Charles. Now, Charles Poliquin's certification, the original one that I went on was Biosignature. And Biosignature taught me a lot about hormones, taught me to really think about the kind of root cause of health problems that people face and their relationship to body composition. And this really opened my eyes because at the time I was training a lady who was struggling with strength and she was struggling to, you know, even do a wall, like ball squat, a stability ball squat on the wall. It wasn't until I went on Charles's course that I started to realize more about hormones and started to realize that there was, you know, links towards how I could help this female client of mine. And it was at that time when I was listening to Charles and I was thinking there's more to Charles than Biosignature. There's more to my business than just being here. What can I actually get out of the situation? And it was at that point that I thought I needed to do not only more courses, but I needed to book a consult time with Charles. So I remember I booked Skype calls with Charles before. I've actually paid for him on numerous occasions to sit and have private one-on-one time. Because if you want to grow yourself, you need to have answers specific to yourself. So I remember sitting down and consulting with Charles about my physique. At the time, I was 83.5 kilos. And I remember Charles's feedback to me was, you know, you eat the quantity of protein that a stockbroker does, i.e. not a lot. And, you know, I genuinely be honest with you, I wanted a level of, try and get a level of respect from Charles with my training. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, why is everybody else getting this level of respect when we're in the gym and training? And I realized that I wasn't putting the work in. You know, I hadn't actually built anything that was deserving of any respect. And that really taught me a lot. Right then, by being in the presence of somebody that really paid, Charles was somebody who really didn't give a lot of his time to people that he didn't feel deserved it. And one thing that Charles really taught me was that, you know, praise and acknowledgement and accolade will only come when you deserve it, guys. And so I went away and I worked hard and I worked hard and I worked at my squats and I worked at training. You know, I worked at trying to get better results. And, you know, you'd come on courses again and see Charles and he would acknowledge other people. And I'd started to kind of realize that, you know, there was something that Charles was almost trying to subconsciously do to you. And that was making me realize, and all the other coaches, if you were smart enough to realize this, that his accolades, his acknowledgement to anybody would only come when he saw them actually progressing and putting into action everything that he was teaching. Now, you imagine this, 16 years ago for me to be going through something like that and a mind shift thinking, I'm not actually progressing and I've got to take action. I don't actually feel like I need Charles's acknowledgement, but what I did pick up from being in his company for a long, long time was that if you frigging work hard, and if you start to improve and use what he's giving you and learn what he's giving you, then you would get acknowledgement, you get praise, and I'd get to speak to Charles more. And if I spoke to Charles more and I got a chance to sit at him at the dinner table more and ask him personal questions and listen to his stories, I would learn a lot more. But guys, I realized that I was on the periphery of this world because you only really get accepted into something when you bring value to the table. And, you know, as I rose and worked hard and attended the seminars and kept progressing and growing my business, I wasn't doing it to get acknowledgement. But what I was noticing was that the people that were rising up the Poliquin ranks became colleagues of mine and friends of mine because I was forcing myself to take action. So, you know, I owe a lot to Charles because, you know, people will go on courses and people will do a course and come away and say, I've learned more information. But if you want to get to actually speak to the course providers, if you want to grow at the rate that the senior people on these courses are doing, then all you've really got to do is take action, right? And guys, I took a lot of knowledge away from the Poliquin certification, but the biggest thing I took away with was, you know, you're not going to get closer or to your peers. You're not going to be, your peers aren't going to entertain you if you're not progressing. Excuse me. And if you're not progressing, then you're just going to be swept away. So I just want to thank Charles for every bit of knowledge that he taught me, but also that valuable lesson that you got to take action. And I learned that in the early days of my career, guys. And so if you are 4 or 5 years into your career and you're kind of not taking action and you really realize that maybe this is something that I'm not doing, I'm going to give you a bit of a clue. Okay. Then we have in the early days, Milos Sorchev. Now, probably, let's say I did 4 years at LA Fitness. I would say LA Fitness, I learned a lot of information from the Czech Institute, Gary Gray, in terms of life lessons, not a great deal. I learned a lot of knowledge, which then carried on to my business moving forward. But there were some more influential things that happened from certain coaches, and this is why I'm going to kind of jump forward a little bit to Milos. Milos is somebody that I first came into touch with, again, through Charles. So acknowledging thank you to Charles. One of the world's best bodybuilders, competed in more shows than many IFBB pros. And incredible physique. If you don't know who Milos Sarchev is, look him up. And he was hosting a camp with Charles in Sweden. And while I was there, I noticed one thing with Milos Sarchev's methodology. It was work rate. Wow. And so I went and did a training camp for 2 or 3 days in Sweden. And while I was there, I noticed a great guy. I noticed a guy that will teach me a lot about how to work hard, and potentially at the time thinking, I think he can help me build a physique. Now, your goals are different to mine, but my goals really came very clear to me that I wanted to be an authority in muscle building, an authority in body composition. And as such, I realized straight off the bat that I had to build a brilliant physique. And I entrusted Milos by Skyping with him once to share his knowledge with me about training, methodology, nutrition. And I set to work. And I knew this right off the bat, that this isn't somebody that you're just going to mess around with. And so, honestly, I wanted to hire him, and then I didn't follow through. I didn't follow through because I genuinely didn't believe at the time that I had what it took to do and put the work in and to achieve what I thought I wanted to achieve. I was very shy, very nervous of what was the world I was going into. And it wasn't until maybe a couple of years later that I turned around and said, no, sod it. I'm going for this. And so I hired Milos to prep me for my first ever show. And, you know, I committed myself 110% and I really got put through the mill. And over the course of the 2-3 years leading forward, I traveled to Serbia. I went away with Jordan. I kept in touch with Milos. He came over to the UK and taught the team at M10 in Nottingham. And I really learned how hard to train. Now, like any other methodology that I follow and I learn, I tweak, I use bits of it, take away stuff. What did I learn? High volume, high crazy carbohydrate intake, but more importantly, the work rate. The belief that Milos gave me that I could achieve a winning, trophy-winning physique. A physique that would take me to the British stage. A physique that would get me a features in Flex magazine, Muscle and Fitness magazine, you know, a physique that really actually transformed my reputation in the fitness industry. You know, Milos helped me achieve a physique that got me a photo shoot with Giles Crofter, and Giles Crofter's photo with me just absolutely went crazy over the internet, okay? And so that work rate that Milos installed in me, the introduction that Charles gave to me to Milos, had a huge impact in my career. And so if you look at the time and effort that I've spent really working hard on the Poliquin certification to get to know Charles, to get to introduce to Milos, to then jump forward and then put myself forward to speak to Milos and take Milos on as a coach, those two influential steps in my journey to just try and reach that pinnacle had a huge impact in my career. So I owe a huge lot to Milos. Milos took me under his wing. Obviously, I invested in him financially, but he took me to where I wanted to get to. And that had a huge impact in my career and how hard I work with people, how hard I push people, what I expect of people, and what I expect of myself. And that completely changed the standards for me and the business and the brand. That actually also made me more attractive to other coaches because they wanted a piece of what I had. What is it that's making this guy not only get fantastic results with his clients, but he's also achieving fantastic results with himself, his work ethic, and my standards went up. And you know what, guys? Your standards go up when you surround yourself with impeccable people. And I kept saying to myself, I need to be around more impeccable people. Now, obviously, my route into bodybuilding, I was inspired and motivated by different people. And as I went through this whole process, you know, somebody that stood out, you know, leaps and bounds was obviously Ben Pakulski. Ben not only was had a fantastic physique, but obviously his education was a big thing. And so I looked at his methodology, studied his methodology. And I'm going to talk to you about this, guys, because whilst Ben didn't actually be my coach, Ben became a very good friend and has taught me a lot. And this network of Poliquin to Milos to bodybuilding to having the balls one day to jump on a plane and go to a ISSN conference in Florida for 48 hours and I flew back. Huge investment financially, but I went for lunch. I took Ben Pakulski for breakfast and then I asked Ben to... for a consult. So when I talk about, you know, who is your coach, I paid Ben for time. So I'm hiring him as my coach for that time. And I asked him a lot of questions, a lot of marketing questions, a lot of business, a lot of physique questions. And do you know what, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now about being coached by somebody, is that you got to ask questions of your coach. You know, what is it that made them successful? If you're not using this time to ask and get to know people, if you're just taking people for just a prep, you know, I went to Serbia. I made an effort to get to know Milos. I got to know more about Charles and, you know, things that he'd done in his career. And a lot of people, guys, when you have a coach, you just stay at the superficial level, but I make sure I get to know my coaches. Anyway, I sat having a coffee with Ben and we had some breakfast in Tampa. And I asked him, you know, about his success and what he's learned in the last few years and what books he would read and what business strategies and marketing strategies he's using. And guess what? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, further forward. I became not only a great friend of Ben, I traveled with Ben. I lived in Florida for a month when I went away to clear my brain for a while and come up with the plans to move the business forward. And through all these opportunities of meeting different people, hiring different people, every single one of them I got to know more. And I got inside these people a little bit more. And they gave me their journey and their energy and clues, their entrepreneurial flair. And so my point about today's podcast with who is your coach is not who's your coach, but what are you actually taking from your coach? How is that helping your network grow? How is that helping you progress in your career? Are you using it to your advantage? So I owe a hell of a lot to Ben. I hope you're getting a bit of an insight into kind of my journey so far. I want it to inspire you. I want you to get to the end of this podcast and go, Jesus Christ, you know, I'm possibly not doing enough. Guys, for years on end, and I'm not just talking 3 years, I'm talking 7, 8 years, I traveled the world. I paid Skype calls with people weekly. I mean, you guys probably won't know the metabolic diet, Mara Pasquale. I remember Charles Poliquin telling me Mara Pasquale is someone that you want to learn from. What did I do? I hired him to take me through his diet. And I went through the metabolic diet with Mara Pasquale and I went through the whole coaching process and I learned a lot from it. I learned what going protein and fats in the week and very high carb at the weekend did for my body. I learned a lot about my adrenal function. I learned a hell of a lot about his system. And I hired him off the back of Charles telling me. You know, and then off the back of Ben working with me, I'm going to tell you right now, I hired Vince Del Monte. And I will tell you that I learned a lot from Vince about marketing, about business, and his entrepreneurial flair. And I got an opportunity a few years back to actually spend time with Vince. I've spent time with Vince in Florida. And if you look at this network that's been built, you'll kind of realize that what's gone along with that is the growth and development of my business and the opportunities with people. You know, and it's no wonder now that obviously I've got friends such as, you know, Phil Graham and Phil Lurdy and Jamie Alderton, all of which right now we're going to be doing the first ever business fitness summit in the UK, the Peak Summit. And if you want to search for that, go on our stories, go on the link on my Instagram page. You can sign up for that pre-register first ever business summit in the UK. But all of these people, you know, apart from the last few, I've hired as coaches. So, you know, I've invested in Ben, I've invested in Milos, I've invested in Charles Poliquin. And then I got to a stage where through bodybuilding and through the development of my own physique, I was then introduced to Jordan. And you guys all know Jordan Peters. And I hired Jordan. And I hired Jordan to prep me. And James Sutton, who's the education director at M10, we ended up coaching under Jordan. And I got to know Jordan and I became friends with Jordan. And Jordan became a very, very close friend of mine and still is to this day. And what had I learned from Jordan? Well, I learned from Jordan another level of training, another level of diet, another level of intensity that's required to be the very best. Jordan blocks out a lot in his life to achieve huge success. And I saw what was required. I underestimated what was required. I've actually applied a lot of how I developed my business and my social networks around kind of a lot what Jordan does to a certain degree, because I have very few friends, close friends. I have a lot of time that I invest into my relationship and into my business because for it to succeed, I have to. And when you look at Jordan's life and what dedication he gives to bodybuilding and how, you know, tight he keeps his friends, you realize that to be successful, you do have to absorb yourself in a world to become the best. And moving on from there, you know, before I do, I just want to say, Jordan, I appreciate you as a friend and appreciate everything you do for the bodybuilding and fitness community, as to Charles, Milos, and Ben. I learned a great deal from a gentleman called Brian Walsh. Brian Walsh is a naturopath from the United States, a true gentleman. And he has taught me, I was introduced to his methodology from Precision Nutrition. But Brian, as a naturopath, taught me a lot about hormones and about with his fat is not your fault system. It's taught me a hell of a lot about understanding cause of health problems. We've looked into my own blood work, and stool tests, and analysis for myself a great deal. I've reached out to Brian on numerous occasions to pay for Skype calls, to coach me in the methodology to help my clients. So I've invested in Brian to learn more about the hormonal relationship between my clients and their ability or inability to get results. So I spent a lot of time investing in Brian. And Brian, I want to say thank you, because without your wisdom and knowledge, the ability for me to be able to help my clients achieve some of the results that they have wouldn't have been possible. And again, he's another person that dedicates his time and depth and effort into being very focused about what he does. And I hope when you look at Charles Poliquin, Milos, Ben, Jordan, Brian, you realize that these people are razor focused on being exactly the best that they can. And every single one of them has a network of high achieving individuals. I remember hiring Stuart McGill, professor in back rehabilitation. And Stuart McGill helped me rehabilitate my spine from when I prolapsed a disc in my back. I reached out to him and paid him to help me to put together some programming to help rehabilitate my spine. I got his book. I read it. I went right to the core of the best person in the world to rehabilitate my spine. What did I learn from that? I'll tell you the most valuable life lesson I took from that. And a saying that I heard at the time, who would David Beckham see? And this has stuck with me forever, guys. If you've got to this part of the podcast, this is the gem. That if you have a problem, don't go down the cheap route. Don't try and save money just because it's a quick, easy route for you to take. You've got to spend money. You know, every single one of the people that I've had consults with or hired, I've paid full price for. I've not asked for deals. And if somebody costs 250 quid, 300 quid for a Skype call, so be it. I think only recently, for an hour, I paid a grand. Why? Because the knowledge at the end of it was so valuable. And so when I looked at working with Stuart McGill and having him on the podcast and reaching out to him and being brave enough to say, I need to speak to this guy, you know, the who would David Beckham see is a thought process of mine when it was coming to spine rehabilitation. It was like, I'm not going to speak to somebody who's basic. I'm not going to speak to somebody who's probably not fixed a spine and gotten back to squatting again. I want to speak to somebody that's taken the best of the best back. Now, not that he worked with David Beckham, but the phrase, in your head, if you want to build a six-figure, seven-figure business, you're not going to go and talk to somebody who's just pottering around in your local town who's doing Facebook advertising or marketing. You're going to go right to the source of the person that's cleaning up. And if they're going to cost you £500, £600, £700 for 45 minutes to an hour, I'm going to speak to them. And by going to Stuart McGill and getting to the source of everything that I need to find out about spinal rehabilitation, I was given hope. And I promise you to this day right now, when I need to find out information, I don't mess about. I don't go to the person that's like 50, 60 quid an hour. I'm going to go straight to the person that's the very best. And that stuck with me. And I thank you, Stuart McGill, for that. And guys, I could literally spend hours and hours and hours going over every single person that's helped me. Potentially, I've missed a couple off this list. And if you are somebody that's had a huge influence in my career, I mean no offense. But what I've done is I've chosen some key figures that have played a very important role in the development of my body, my business, and my brain. Now, as you can see, I've developed M10 to the point where we teach mindset, methodology, and money. And ultimately, I'm able to teach what I teach because of these people, very much so. And that's why it's important to give credit, guys, and not to try and bury your head down and say, oh, no, this is all my knowledge. It's all what I know. I'm prepared and very happy to say that I've traveled the world. I've learned from the best. I've crafted my own systems, and I'm teaching the world my methods. But it wouldn't have been possible without these people. And therefore, when I say to you, who is your coach? Who are you going out to learn from? Are you leaving your local town on a regular basis? I know coaches all over the country, all over the world, who stay in their same town. They don't go anywhere. They read books. They get the odd result with their clients. They train 40, 50 clients a week. Guys, in my opinion, that's all it will stay at for the next 10 years. Because if you're not doing anything to climb up the ladder of success and reach these people that are achieving more, you won't be able to get into your own network of people and meet their people. And your life will end up being very limited. So will your depth of your revenue, or your life will be very unfulfilled. So I'm going to say to you right now, 12 months, 6 months, 2 years. Who's going to be your coach? Who are you going to invest in? Because you can read every book under the sun. It doesn't get you into the networks of people. You can attend courses and sit at the back. But without speaking to the actual lecturers, you don't get into their world. Without investing and speaking to people, you don't get to achieve the level of success that you do because you don't get an insight into what gave them their success. And you don't get an opportunity to hear from them any advice or tips that would be specific to your life, your journeys, things that you're not doing, things that you are doing, and things that you could be doing better. Guys, I really hope this slightly change in style today by just sharing more of me and more of my journey and the people that have influenced me and the gratitude I'm going to show to Charles Poliquin, Milos, BPAC, Jordan, Brian Walsh, Stuart McGill, and Vince. And I also want to pay a special mention to my great friends, Phil Graham, Phil Lerney, Jamie Alderton, because right now we are launching the best business summit in the United Kingdom. And we're going to be teaching personal trainers how to grow their brands, their businesses, become more successful, sharing our successes, our systems, Phil's book writing, both Phil's, membership website development, my gym development, our online profiles, all of us, Jamie with his social media development and online business success, our own success, and coming together this year to give you every single opportunity to grow and develop. So guys, if you're not going to be a part of that, then I truly believe that this podcast hasn't impacted you. We're going to be in London at the 30th of June, the peaksummit.co.uk. If you want to go to any of our social media pages, you'll see the links there. Pre-register, keep an eye on our news feeds. It's going to be massive. But for now, guys, have a very happy, enjoyable, restful, and remember, take Sunday, spend it with your family. Pay attention, look into their eyes, listen to their stories, ask them if they've had a good week. Ask them how things are going. Leave your phone to one side for a little bit and enjoy it. Guys, have a fantastic weekend and a very, very, very happy Easter to you all.